Hi, this is Thomas Vogelin. You're listening to Mac Edition Radio.
This is Harris Fogel at Macworld San Francisco. I'm with Peter Cohn, senior editor at Macworld Magazine. How you doing, Peter?
I'm doing great, Harris. Thanks.
You guys are coming off a great night. Let's talk about it.
That's right. Every Thursday during Macworld Expo here in San Francisco, we do a charity event called the Mac Bowl, in which we raise money and equipment for an at-risk San Francisco school to set up their own Macintosh lab for their kids. You see, this year, the recipient was the Paul Revere Elementary School right here in San Francisco, and they got from us $24,000 in cash and equipment. We co-sponsored the event with Aspire Media, which is, of course, one of the major gaming publishers on the Mac platform, and had companies participating from Apple to Griffin Technology to OWC, the list goes on and on. To date, we've raised $146,000 in cash and equipment that these schools use to set up Mac-based computer labs. So we get to do a little bit of Mac evangelism, and it's a feel-good time. We really enjoy doing it.
That's great. Now, you're a games editor at the magazine, right?
Yeah, I'm the Game Room columnist. You can find my stuff at www.macworld.com/gameroom.
So what's the state of gaming on the Mac platform for 2006 as we go into 2007?
2006 was a tough transition year for Mac gaming because of the Intel switch. You know, it put a lot of developers, it made their jobs a lot harder to try to bring projects that they were working on up to date. But we did see a lot of great games come out, especially towards the end of the year with releases like Age of Empires 3 and Feral Interactive's return after about an 18-month hiatus with great games like The Movies and Imperial Glory. 2007, I think, is going to be a gangbuster year for Mac games. Everybody who I've talked to, from Aspire Media to Freeverse Software to Feral Interactive, and even Apple's games guy, are very, very enthusiastic about 2007 and see some great things happening.
Do you think we're going to see more games for the iPod platform?
I certainly hope so. I mean, obviously, Apple keeps its development plans for the iPod very tightly under wraps. And all the games that are coming out for the iPod are, you know, in some cases being developed by third parties, but they're being published by Apple through the iTunes Music Store or the iTunes Store. As a result, we don't hear anything from Apple ahead of time about what games are coming to the platform. But I actually did a session yesterday at our Macworld Live booth here on the show floor, a game session, and I asked our audience, it was standing room only, I asked our audience how many people played games on their iPods, and a surprising number to me, I'd say somewhere in the vicinity to a third, maybe a half, of the hands in the audience were raised. Now that tells you, first of all, that they're all video iPod users. But it also tells you that those video iPod users have found the games on Apple's iTunes Store and have downloaded them at $5 a pop. So that's great news for the platform. Now, over on the other side of the Moscone Center in the North Hall, where the games pavilion is, they have a whole bunch of kiosks set up with demo iPods and games on those iPods. And the people who are coming over there are taking a look, and many of them are surprised that there are games on the platform. So we're seeing some people on the show floor who have experience with them and other people who don't. So obviously there's a lot of room for growth in that market.
One of the positive moves that I've seen is a lot of developers, ranging from folks like Pangea Software to Aspire to Freeverse, have released patches that allow their older games to be played as universal binaries.
That's right. The thing that interests me the most about that is the opportunity for some companies to universalize, I guess for lack of a better term, older titles in their libraries that, you know, may have lost their selling power at retail, and find new distribution methods for them, such as digital distribution. For example, Aspire Media last year announced a project that still hasn't been released but is forthcoming that they called Gamerhood. As it turns out, Leah Heck from Aspire announced yesterday that they're going to call it Game Agent 2.0. a sort of a further generation of a game agent product that you can actually download now from Aspire's website, and make that a way of buying their games without having to go to a retail store to do it. You buy the game, buy an image of the game, and play that instead of having to actually visit a store to buy a box.
Peter, do you have a couple of favorite game picks that people should be looking at?
Sure. Not necessarily at the show, although there are a couple, but just in general, if you're looking for fun games to download on your Macintosh, I'd strongly recommend Jets and Guns from a company called Rake and Grass. They were actually a Game Hall of Fame recipient for 2006 from Macworld Magazine. That was picked by yours truly. It's a side-scrolling shooter action game that has you blowing jets out of the sky, blowing spaceships out of the sky, actually, but it's got this sort of World War II meets outer space motif with this heavy metal soundtrack. It's a lot of fun. And one of my absolute favorite games lately is Sketch Fighter 4000 Alpha from Ambrosia Software. This is a top-down 2D action game that looks just like it would if you had drawn it in the back of your notebook in seventh grade. It is just so much fun to play. And because the graphics are simple, it's scalable across a wide range of hardware. Really great stuff.
There has been discussion that Apple's developer stance has been more pro-porting games than original Mac content. What do you think about that argument?
Oh, I don't think that's true at all. I think that when it comes down to brass tacks, Apple is much more interested in seeing original Mac game development than it is in seeing porting work being done for the platform. I mean, obviously, porting meaning to convert a title from another platform like PC to the Macintosh, has been the bulk of the industry. But with the Intel switch, it's made it a lot easier for people to develop for the platform. I think that Apple is making a concerted effort to see major publishers of games for PC market and for consoles to bring their titles directly to the Macintosh at the same time.
Well, I want to thank Peter Cohen of Macworld Magazine for spending some time with us. Any titles to look forward to in the next coming months?
Absolutely. Our Best of Show recipient for this year was Spire Media's Prey, which is a first-person shooter that mixes Cherokee mythology with an alien invasion. Kind of unusual, but a lot of fun to play. That one should be hitting store shelves within the next couple of weeks. Another game to be looking out for that was present at the show this week is Heroes of Might and Magic 5 from Freeverse Software. And this is really exciting because this is the first time that we've seen Transgaming's CIDR virtualization technology be used in a major game for the Macintosh. That means that what you're running is actually a Windows game, but encapsulated, if you will, in technology that makes it run as a Macintosh executable when you install it on your hard disk. So that's great. And then the third thing I would strongly recommend keeping an eye out for that I thought was a big hit at the show this year, LEGO's Star Wars 2 from Feral Interactive. I can't tell you how many people I bumped into that said, oh, this is so great to see this on the Mac. You know, I've already got it for my PS2 or I've already got it for my GameCube, but now I want to buy it for my Mac and play with it with my kids on the Mac. Big draw to Feral's booth, and you'll be happy to know that it works really great with gamepads too.
Peter, where can our listeners find out more about your writings and your musings on games and other issues?
That would be www.macworld.com/gameroom. You'll always find the latest reviews from Macworld, as well as blog entries and other ramblings out of my brain. So feel free to stop by and check it out and say hello.
Thanks a whole lot, Peter.
Thanks, Harris.
For Mac Edition Radio, this is Harris Fogel. You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio. The contents are copyright 2007 and cannot be reproduced without written consent.